This is the Telstra AFL Trade Radio podcast. Subscribe now on iTunes.
Now let's shift to a man who's got himself a new job. He's going to head back home to WA. He's the former coach of the North Adelaide Football Club, premiership winning coach and Power and Fremantle star as a player. Josh Carr's his name. Carr, welcome.
Afternoon, Kane. Player, how are you?
Congratulations, mate. Take us through how you landed your new job and what it was like and, I guess, the pros and cons of moving your family back to WA.
Yeah, look, I had, you know, I guess, initial chats with Dally, Peter Bell, about 3 to 4 weeks ago. He spoke about where my coaching was at and what my next move was in my coaching, and I guess from that was obviously waiting for the senior coach to get appointed, and obviously once Longy got on board, caught up with both Justin and Peter, and had a good chat about I guess everything coaching, and that led to obviously me taking the job at Fremantle.
So I did read that you went through the process for the senior job, Carr. Is that correct?
Well, yeah. Well, look, the thing, I think obviously they're doing their due diligence with, you know, going out there and talking to, I guess, a lot of coaches about, you know, for the potential role, and I was just a part of that inaugural chat, and from there, look, I'm pretty realistic to know that, you know, you're not going to get an AFL job from coaching the SNFL or a Waffle Club. So from that chat, we're pretty keen to keep moving things along, I guess. And obviously, like I said, wait till the senior coach was appointed.
How do you see the progression to becoming a senior coach? You've done it a different way to some. Your AFL experience, coached your own team, won a premiership, went through some challenges this year, now back into the AFL system. There's no real right or wrong, though, is there?
No, there's not. You know, like, everyone's different, and it's up to the individual. And I think it's about a bit of self-awareness and understanding, I guess, where you're at as a coach and what you need to improve. And for me, I guess 4 years ago, I felt like the right move for me was to go be in charge of my own team, and that was outside the AFL system, to be able to, I guess, deal with a club with every element to it, with, you know, dealing with the board to dealing with the supporters to everything and being in charge. So that was what I needed to do, and I felt like I achieved what I needed to achieve. And then, you know, probably about 5 to 8 weeks ago, I sat down with my wife and we mapped out, you know, I guess our next plan and what we're going to do. And a part of that was getting back into the system.
Josh, congratulations on the new appointment. I think clubs go through phases where, you know, sometimes they're better off looking away from their own. You know, they may have had a couple of coaches that are their own. I think it's a perfect time for both yourself and Justin to be going back to the footy club, because they haven't had a real WA person, a real Fremantle person for about 20-odd years. So I think the timing from that point of view from the club and you guys fitting the club is perfect.
Yeah, look, I guess for where the club is at, you know, it's, you know, 25 years around that, I guess a bit older than that, but you know, like, it wouldn't be, there hasn't been a lot of coaches that have come through playing with Fremantle and then come out and been there. This is, I guess, the time is now, where there's been enough players to come through the system and come out the other side. And there's obviously a few out there, you know, in assistant coaching ranks, and obviously Longy, you know, getting on board, and then I guess Peter being involved in the club at the same time. But you still want the right people in the job. You know, you don't want to just go grab anyone just because I've played either for Fremantle Football Club or wherever it is. You got to make sure, I guess, they still know what they're doing. And, you know, I'm really confident after my chats with Justin that, you know, he's on the right path and, you know, we have, a similar vision.
I suppose where I'm coming from is, do you have a feel yourself that you understand, you know, where the club's at and a bit about the club and also a bit about WA footy and how, you know, how things tick over there?
Yeah, definitely, player. You know, you are right. It's, you know, there is that element of knowing what's, you know, how the club, I guess, operates and knowing the supporters and their passion and what they love and I guess what they don't, and then just, you know, understanding, I guess, a bit of Fremantle as well. So that definitely helps, and, you know, it is good for clubs to get something different from coaches. But, you know, like, Justin's been around. He's been to West Coast for obviously most of his coaching journey, and then to Collingwood for the last 2 years, and then well, I guess with me, obviously Port for 4 years, and then coaching my own team. So everyone brings a different element to it. But You know, I guess there's some Fremantle flavour back into it.
Your job is to get over there, roll sleeves up, and coach what's put in front of you. But obviously, when the phone call happened from Bally, you would have had a look at, you know, the list. And so, where do you sort of see them at in your own mind?
Look, it's, I guess, hard for me to make a real judgment on them as a list and where they're at. But I'm pretty excited, I guess, that, you know, the list has been turned over a fair bit over the last 3 to 4 years. I think there's some talented young kids coming through. Becerra, Brayshaw, you know, Blakely. There's a number of young, Kavanagh and these guys, and Pierce and Bath. I just think all over, you know, if everyone's on the park, then I think, you know, things are healthy and you can be more than competitive. And, you know, the sky's the limit in some ways. You never know what the capabilities of kids that you haven't seen. So I'm looking forward to seeing those guys, I guess, that I don't know much about.
New Fremantle assistant coach Josh Carr joining us on the late trade. Carrie, what role will you have? Is it the midfield coach?
Nah, look, we're still working through that, I guess. You know, Longy's got to sit down with all the coaches and just make sure that everyone, I guess, is in the best position that allows them to do their best work. So we'll sit down as a coaching group in about, you know, 10 days, I think, and map all that out and make sure that we're coaching the areas that Justin wants us to do and doing the best we can.
And just with your discussions with Justin, how have you found him? I mean, obviously you would have crossed paths previously, but how have you found him?
Yeah, great. You know, like, I've known Justin for a long time. I haven't had that much to do with him in the last, I guess, 10 years since we parted ways at Fremantle. But knew him as a 16, 17-year-old kid, playing State 18s together, and then back together when we played at Fremantle together. He's a very astute football brain. He sees the game well, has great relationships. And then if you talk to people that have worked with him in the football world, they all talk about his coaching ability and the way that he sees the game and then delivers a message. So been very impressed with him so far, and I can't wait to get working.
Well, Kari, I'm thrilled for you, mate. They've got themselves a ripper. Good luck to you, Carolina, and the kids, and I hope it goes well for you at the Dockers.
Thank you.
New assistant coach at the Fremantle Football Club, Josh Carr.